All told, the sequestration cut to DOD R&D in 2013 is about $1 billion. Because of the indiscriminate approach of the budget cuts, each and every one of the research programs in DOD, including at DARPA and in the military services, is being cut by roughly 8% midway through the fiscal year. That means significant cutbacks not just in government labs, but also to the grants and contracts the military issues to industry and academic institutions. Alan Schaefer is the Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Research and Engineering.
This reduction will result in delay or termination of efforts. We will reduce awards. For instance, we will reduce university grants this year by roughly $200 million and potentially reduce the number of new SMART scholarships in FY13 to zero. Because of the way the sequester was implemented, we will be very limited in hiring new scientists this year. Each of these actions will have a negative long-term impact on the department and national security.
Department officials have said that in many cases, sequestration will have a cascading effect that gradually impacts programs more and more as fiscal 2013 drags on. But in the world of science and technology, the effects are already apparent. The Navy, for example, says it's already terminated more than 300 grants to universities and half of its efforts to build future naval capability. Dr. Arthi Prabhakar, the director of DARPA, says her agency, too, has already had to pull back on awards to outside institutions.
The one-time financial hit from sequestration, because it's across the board, really affects each of our programs pretty broadly. So across DARPA, about 100 of our programs were affected. The net effect really is, at the specific contract level, there are universities and companies large and small that are finding out that a contract they thought was about to get signed has gotten pushed off or has now gone away. There are efforts that are underway where the funding isn't going to show up as predicted. We've worked very, very hard to minimize the impact as much as we can, but at the level that we're dealing with in fiscal 13, we do start to see real consequences.
Prabhakar says DARPA's Plan X is among the biggest short-term casualties of sequestration. It's the agency's effort to integrate cyber weapons into traditional kinetic warfighting operations. She says its funding has been cut by 43%.
Because it's a relatively new program, we were just getting it underway. We chose to take a delay of about 4 or 5 months rather than having to stop a bunch of things that were already fully ramped up and underway in other programs. So the consequence in that area it'll simply translate to essentially the schedule for starting to deliver some of those capabilities to our service partners who've expressed a lot of interest, simply keeps pushing to the right.
The cuts to science and technology could get even larger as the Pentagon scrambles to use some of the limited tools it has to move money between its accounts for the remainder of the fiscal year. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said earlier this week that DOD will soon present a massive reprogramming request to Congress, primarily to offset large shortfalls in this year's operation and maintenance accounts. Schaefer says he doesn't expect S&T programs to be raided to pay for those O&M costs, but there will still be an impact.
There'll be some pressure. We have a situation right now where, for a number of reasons, we have underfunded the troops that are deployed supporting our nation. But right now, we are very fortunate with the leadership in the Pentagon between Mr. Kendall, the Undersecretary Acquisition Technology Logistics, and Deputy Secretary Carter, that they understand that science and technology needs a long-term stable base. I will tell you that I'm using that to every chance I can get.
Prabhakar says beyond the funding cuts to programs, sequestration will hit DARPA in other ways in the coming months when DOD's civilian workforce begins to be furloughed. Current plans call for all civilians in DOD to take one unpaid day off per week beginning in mid to late June.
For our program managers, what those impacts mean, these are people who have come to DARPA for a short time to do something big. And when they see these program delays, when they're told under furlough that, you can't work one day a week for that furlough period, those are enormous negatives for these driven individuals. So obviously, this one-time hit through sequestration has real consequences. It does not destroy, it's not a death blow to our ability to accomplish our long-term mission. But it is corrosive, And if it continues, it will. This kind of action does, in fact, erode our fundamental ability to perform our mission.
And the Pentagon also expects the furloughs to even further reduce the number of research contracts it's able to issue, simply because of the loss of manpower in the military services contracting workforce. Again, Alan Schaefer.
So there's a double hit with our contracting officers, because most of our contracting offices were undermanned to begin with, and people were being paid overtime. So it's not just going to be a 10 or 20% reduction. It's going to be like more like a 40% reduction, because people will not get their overtime pay. So contracting officers were working average 50 to 60 hour weeks, our junior level contracting officers. That will stop. That means that we're going to have a tremendous slowdown in being able to get money on contract. That will have a trickle-down effect to our sub-tier suppliers, our small businesses. And we don't know the impact of how that will play out, but it will hurt our subcontractors, our big contractors, and will hurt the people who come in and try to make things happen for the nation.
The fiscal 2014 budget proposal DOD released last week assumes sequestration will be repealed by Congress in the coming months. It proposes $12 billion in science and technology spending next fiscal year. Nonetheless, the military services say they're focused on allocating those dollars in ways that produce capabilities that are unique to the needs of their specific services, and finding ways to develop weapon systems that deliver combat capability at much lower cost. Rear Admiral Matt Klunder is the chief of naval research.
We are striving to get away from using $3 million weapons to defeat $50,000 threats. We must get on the right side of that equation. And I can report that we have weapons in development and being fielded that will allow us to reverse that asymmetrical cost advantage that currently is held by some of our adversaries. The bottom line imperative for the Department of Navy is we can't just make hugely effective systems anymore. They also need to be extremely affordable.
The Navy's poster child for low-cost weapon systems is the laser weapon system it unveiled last week. The Navy released video footage of the directed energy system successfully destroying a drone aircraft in mid-flight. Klunder says the Navy figures it costs under a dollar to fire a single shot from the laser system, as opposed to using a multi-million dollar guided missile.
They are capable of defeating adversary threats, including fast boats, UAVs, other low-cost, widely available weapons. This LAWS system leverages advancements we discovered and worked with in the commercial technology for use in rugged, robust prototype laser weapon system. It's capable of identifying, illuminating, tracking, and lasing enemy surfaces and air threats. And it works. I can offer that we've been thus far 12 for 12 in our prototype testing. We have not failed yet.
And Schaefer says the 2014 budget also includes a new DOD-wide approach to allocating scarce funding for science and technology research. $45 million of the S&T budget for applied research projects would be allocated in a merit-based system, rather than just handing the money over to programs.
Now, that pot of money will be up for bid by these cross-cutting groups who want to do specific competitive ideas to prove out some concepts to move forward and move forward more rapidly. So rather than breaking things down into little stovepipes and telling this community, you're going to have your 5 million, another community, you're going to have your 5 million, this 45 million bundled up old programs, and the concept now is we're going to have our cross-cutting panels compete and fund the very best ideas. So we want to fund the best ideas, not just tell folks they're going to have money just because they wake up and breathe.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.